you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Today, a glass of champagne has landed Ellen in hot water. Mariah Carey is opening up about what she calls an extremely uncomfortable moment on The Ellen DeGeneres Show. In a new interview with Vulture, the singer says she was forced to reveal she was pregnant during this appearance in 2008.
No, I'm not going to ask you if you're pregnant
or not.
This
is peer pressure.
Say.
You see what Ellen is doing? This is peer pressure.
No. Let's toast to you not being pregnant. If you're not pregnant, then we should.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe her. Why would we toast to that? How about to the future?
Yeah, you can really.
And for both of our futures, who knows what they hold?
Who knows? All right, go ahead.
Okay, cheers. Yeah,
cheers.
It's too early for me.
Yeah.
I only drink it after 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Wow. Mariah says she doesn't want to throw Ellen under the bus, but she was not prepared to share the news yet. She said, quote, "I wasn't ready to tell anyone because I had had a miscarriage." Mariah has made several more appearances on the show since this incident. Should Ellen be to blame here?
Right.
It's very confusing, right? Like, the whole thing, like, you read the article a million times and you're like, wait, what happened? And then you watch the clip and it just looks so innocent, and it really shows Ellen in that light that she does best, right? Like, people come on Daily Pop all the time. We are given such strict instructions. Don't talk about that. Don't ask that. And we abide by those rules. We do not even push something if we're not supposed to. And with Ellen, she does it so gracefully. And so when you watch it, you're like, this is so fun. It's so enjoyable. It's such a raw moment from Mariah. But then if she is actually, in fact, pregnant, and people, her people beforehand said, do not ask about this, and she did, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That is,
you know,
a problem.
What I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. I really feel for Mariah in this situation. I think that pregnancy is something that, as you know, Morgan, like, you want to tell your own way, right? And if somebody robs you of that.
Sometimes you can't. Yeah, I went through that exact same thing 2 weeks ago.
It's
definitely
not fair.
Invasive. It's invasive for sure.
100%. It is fun. It seems to me like I'm surprised Ellen would go that far to tease her. If it wasn't like having some sort of conversation like, hey, I'm just gonna make joke about all the rumors of you being pregnant. We're gonna do a little fun thing. Because if you didn't, then it is kind of mean to put somebody in that situation, right?
And it's one thing to ask a question and push something like off the cuff, on the spot. That's really what our job is, hosting this show. But if you're going to have an entire setup with champagne, and we know Mariah has an entourage for days, there were definitely conversations beforehand that said, I know there's speculation about this, don't go there. So to me, that's the only gray area. Like, it just doesn't feel like Ellen would be so joyful and funny and risk that if there were such strict regulations about do not ask about this.
I will say this was probably done over a decade ago that this all went down. I mean, look at the fashions in this whole situation. I know for a fact Mariah probably got over this and moved on because she has been on the Ellen Show multiple times after that. And it's okay to be uncomfortable in a situation and go back to it. As long as you are saying, I was uncomfortable there, let's not do that again. And she went on and revealed that she was pregnant with Morocco and Monroe on Ellen's show. I will say this is only coming up because we're piling on to Ellen right now. If this whole Ellen thing wasn't happening, this wouldn't have come up again because these two women have moved on with their lives. Mariah has forgiven Ellen. I just hate that when we are in a moment with somebody, we get our pitchforks out and we want to crucify them for everything, even if they made amends for it.
What's even worse is just sort of, and Mariah is, as you know, somebody who's also pregnant, I understand. Like, that is a violation. If you are not ready to discuss something and somebody forces it out of you or says, we have information about this and we're going to publish it or whatever it might be, that is not okay. But on the flip side, she has been on the show several times since. So, and we know that Ellen is going through a lot of different stuff with her show. She's made a lot of different changes to it. You know, she's written a personal letter to her staff apologizing. She's going to implement a different way. So I just think for Mariah now to say that, to be vague about it and say, I was uncomfortable, but I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but you are.
Do you think
let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. It's because people keep on bringing this up because Ellen is in hot water right now, and they're not thinking about Mariah, who is a victim in this situation as well. Does Mariah want to relive a miscarriage in this uncomfortable moment? Ooh. No, she does not. She's moved on with it, but people keep on bringing it up because Ellen is on the fire pit right now. In 2 months, when someone else messes up and Vanity Fair writes an article about someone else's dalliances, she'll be off the fire pit, but everyone has to think about the victims in this situation. And I say victims, and I don't mean it that way. I mean other people's feelings. Mariah does not have to relive that. She shouldn't have to relive that. She is not on the hot pot.
Right, but she was the one who said this quote. You know, she's the one who said to Vulture, hey, not to throw her under the bus, but that made me extremely uncomfortable.
But what was she supposed to say? What was she supposed to say when Vulture said, hey, were you mad at Ellen, you know, for doing this? If she would have said no comment, it would have been worse. So to say, I was very uncomfortable, that was a nice way of saying it. Because if somebody had, you know, something against Ellen, they would have been like, this is terrible. She should have never did this. She violated my rights. What kind of control is that over my own body? People would have went off. That was a classy way for Mariah to say it.
I will say this clip just shows what a star Mariah is. Amen. I mean, the way she handled that, she did not flinch for 1 second. She was funny. She was not caught off guard. She handled it. She took a little sip. That's why she is who she is. I mean, not a lot of people who are put in that position would have handled it as gracefully as she did. But
not Dakota Johnson.
It's too... Dakota really just... Why don't we just start the show every day off with
Dakota
that?
Dakota would have been like,
that is
what?
One of the most uncomfortable clips.
Excuse me?
I thought you didn't like me.
Who? What?
I don't know why I'm here.
My uterus? Asking me about my uterus?
It's almost like the Ellen and Mariah story, just to wrap it up. It's almost like it's just two different stories, right? Like, it doesn't even feel like it's succinct, almost. It's like you see you see both sides clearly.
Morgan, they're telling you to shut up.
We got to move on. But, kind of interesting story there. Want to know what you guys think.
Pop.
Tweet us, hashtag Daily Pop. Okay, also under fire, Adele. She is being accused of cultural appropriation. She posted this picture sharing her disappointment over the cancellation of a carnival in England. But critics are calling her out before her outfit, which includes a bikini top with a Jamaican flag on it and her Bantu knot hair, which is a traditional African hairstyle. So let's talk. Do we agree with the backlash?
First of all, the backlash is coming from Americans, not Jamaicans, because Jamaicans appreciate that someone is bringing, you know, this awareness to their culture.
Them.
I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to say it briefly. If I go to Carnival in Brazil, you best believe I'm putting on those feathers. If I go to Holland, honey, give me clogs and a romper. I'm about to be all up in Oktoberfest. When I bring friends to a festival that, you know, may not be of my culture, I want them to learn and appreciate everything. So, yes, buy the art from the vendors. Go and get your hair done. Be immersed in the situation. That's why you're here. I'm not going to bring Morgan to an African-American cultural festival and say, by the way, you can only look, but please don't touch and buy and don't do your hair and don't give this woman the money for the Bantu braids. This is cultural appreciation. This is not appropriation, and we need to know the difference. And I think a lot of Americans, I can see you, you have PTSD because people have stolen your hairstyles. People have stolen and appropriated a lot of things. This is not that situation. This woman has grown up around this community and around this culture. She loves it and she appreciates it. This is not a Halloween costume. This is not her trying to make money. Let her celebrate you. Let her celebrate the culture and bring awareness and bring money into this situation.
Oh, I love that. All right, guys, coming up, the secrets behind Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's show-stopping VMA performance. We're getting the exclusive scoop from their choreographer. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you love Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's VMA performance as much as we did? Well, we've got the man behind those moves to break it all down. Choreographer Richie Jackson is here exclusively with us. Welcome. Are you so on cloud nine? Sam, how are you feeling? I'm good. I want to know how you are.
Oh my gosh. I feel fantastic. I'm just so happy that we had a fantastic performance and that we got to perform live and just being out there and out of the house.
100% out of the house. So talk to us about the theme of this performance and how much was Lady Gaga involved in the process? And did you work with Ariana as well? Or how did that work?
Gaga's, this is her entire vision.
Rain on me. 2, 3, 4.
It was all about, at the beginning, it was all about sort of like finding that moment in time when MTV had one of the most like iconic moments in pop music, which was according to us and according to her. She comes down the pole, we eventually do 911, and then she does Rain On Me, of course, with Ariana, and then she ends the performance with Stupid Love, and then she goes back home and sits on her couch. Ari allowed herself and wanted to just completely come into our world. And so because we had the Rain On Me experience from the video, I think this time for her was more about us just sort of doing what we did before, which is, Ari coming into Gaga land, but singing live, performing live and actually doing it on stage. And Ari, I mean, she's so cool, so respectful. She came in there and she worked really hard and, she rehearsed every day with us. And, we were just happy to get a great performance. Who would ever thought you'd actually see those two on stage?
I want to know, did Gaga showed off, she has these wild masks with every outfit, but the performance mask was like a whole nother level. So whose decision was that? Was that all Gaga?
Completely hers. Like, she had this, idea of like, how do we make the mask, cool and with technology? And she was like, it'd be amazing if we could have a mask where she could sing and you could actually see the waves of her vocals coming through. And I was like, yes.
Real quick, what's one move that Gaga was like, really, Richie, you're gonna make me do that? Come on, really?
Let's see, what was the move? What's interesting about her? She's never really liked that. She's always like, yes, like, let's go, like, let's hit it. I've always loved that about her. Always just ready to just attack the moves and ready to perform it, yeah.
Richie, you're so fun. Thank you so much for joining us. And congratulations, you guys killed it.
Thanks, Carissa.
He's such a fun dude. Oh my gosh, so fun. All right, guys, still ahead, we're checking in with Hilaria Baldwin, who's getting ready for baby number 5. Ooh. Plus Tuesday Trends. Today, it's tips on how to style your hair for that next Zoom call in under 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Welcome back. It's today's Tuesday Trends, and we've got a 5-minute hairstyle to help you look cute for your next Zoom call or virtual date. Celebrity stylist Ashley Stryker, whose clients include Mandy Moore, Sarah Paulson, and Emily Blunt, has some tips for us.
So my first biggest tip in making yourself look put together is give yourself a nice clean part. Okay, now that we have a nice side part, a nice clean parting, I'm gonna start with Suncatcher. It's a leave-in conditioner, but also a softener and defrizzer. Really helps soften your hair and give you a little bit of texture, as well as protect it from any heat tools. So you're gonna take your hair, a section of hair, and wrap it back, holding the ends out. And as you release it, you're gonna straighten it and let it cool straight. And so that way, once it's set, it's a little bit more of a wave and less of a curl. Now that we've curled a few pieces around the face, I am going to take Dream House, which is a curl enhancer. So just go through and rake through the curls with the product in your hand, and see, it just gives it like some added texture. And then to finish it off, I'm going to take my last product, Zigzag, which is for a root boost. So I'm going to pick up the hair just underneath the parting and spray about six inches from the hair. There you have it. 5-minute Zoom call hair.
I need all of those products. I'm like, root boost. That is speaking my language today. I need that. Okay, to get the look, check out eonline.com/shop for all of the products Ashley used. Okay, Hilaria Baldwin is expecting baby number 5 any day now. So she and Alec must be totally prepared for the new arrival, right? Not exactly. Listen to what she told me. Please welcome to Daily Pop, Hilaria Baldwin. You're looking absolutely stunning, and I can't believe you're about to give birth to another baby here in just a couple weeks.
Very soon, I know.
I mean, anything new with this pregnancy, or is it kind of at this point, same old, you know the feeling?
I have to say, I think that there's the difference between doing this during quarantine is in some ways really great. So I'll do the positive. Like, you're always near a bathroom, mm-hmm. which is great when you're pregnant because mm-hmm. you have to pee all the time,
true.
Right? So like anytime you just like, you're great. So that's, I'm grateful for that. But then like my kids are there all the time. There's no activities, there's no school, there's no camp, there's no play dates. And I have to say, I'm like really tired this time around. I got pregnant with Carmen when I was 28 and I'm 36 now.
Yeah.
And I've been pregnant at least once every single year. So, I mean, I've been pregnant for like 8 years.
Oh my God.
That's a long time. So my body's tired, but it's good. I'm happy. I'm grateful. It's all good. In the grand scheme of things, I have pretty easy pregnancies.
You look amazing, I've got to say. And you don't know the gender yet, right? So do you have a gut feeling of what you think it might be?
We're gonna, you know what? I always kind of, you know, spill the beans and want to like, I'm such a sharer. And this time we're going to like, have it be a little bit of a different experience just for fun. You know what? You do this many times. Why don't we make it different?
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
And I think we're so close to when the baby's going to be born anyway that we'll figure out.
What about Alec? Does Alec think it's going to be a boy or a girl? Does he have a feeling?
Alec just gets, you know, he's just stressed out. I had a dream last night and then I told it to him and it was like bad that like, so we're 3 hours away from the hospital where I'm living right now.
What?
And
where you're gonna give birth?
Where I'm gonna give birth, I'm 3 hours away.
How is that gonna work?
That's like really stressful. I don't know. I have no plan. I went into my doctor the other day and he's like, what's your plan? I'm like, well, I have one. I don't have one. I thought in 9 months I would have a plan, but I don't have a plan. And so we're a little bit stressed about how this is actually going to happen. So I had a dream last night. I had a dream last night that I had to go to the local vet and he had to deliver my baby.
No.
And there were dogs and cats and many, you know, you have those crazy pregnancy dreams. So anyway, I told Alex that this morning. He was like,
What's the one thing that Alec will not do when it comes to taking care of the kids? Is there anything that's like, no, 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 that's mom's duty? Because he seems very hands-on.
But we do have a lot of sort of the traditional parenting roles. Like, you know, I'll bathe them and feed them and put them to bed and dress them and bring them to the doctor. And like, I do all of that kind of stuff. Where he comes in and he's like, I'm going to be like a fun dad. I discipline. I basically do all of that. And then he'll come and do things that like, I'm like, why? I'm just teaching them not to do that.
I love it. All right. Well, I just had a baby girl and I have a toddler. So tell me about Else Nutrition. I'm excited to hear about this. And at what age would you recommend introducing it?
I'm sure that you've heard with your two-year-old that they want you to continue some sort of formula or milk or breast milk if you continue to nurse after they're 12 months old.
Yeah.
So I've teamed up with Else because they're the first plant-based drink formula that is out there. I know, and I'm really excited about it because I was looking for this. I mean, I have absolutely every single milk. I've got hemp milk, I've got oat milk, I've got this milk, I've got that milk because my kids don't drink dairy.
Right.
And so I was super excited, you know, months ago when I found Else because it has amazing ingredients in it. And it really goes down to what people are starting to understand. You want your kids to eat whole ingredients, organic. You know, this is FDA approved. So it's the first formula, plant-based formula that's FDA approved. And that's, so for me, that's really exciting. So you start this one at 12 months old. It's a toddler formula.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, Hilaria. You guys can find Else Nutrition. It's available now. I am wishing you a healthy and easy delivery and praying that you get to the hospital on time. Thank you, Hilaria. Have a good one.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. All right, before we go, there is a new couple in Hollywood, Minka Kelly and Trevor Noah. A source confirms to E! News they've been seeing each other for several months, and we're told they're already living together in New York and things are getting serious. Minka has quite the boyfriend resume. She's famously dated John Mayer, Chris Evans, of course, Derek Jeter. The first thing I thought of was, she has no type. These are all like very different guys.
No, she's got a type. She's got a type. It's called Grade A, honey. Sean Penn, John Mayer, Jesse Williams, Jake Gyllenhaal. Like, this woman only dates the upper echelon, and good for her for not lowering her standards.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Minka a little bit, and she is honestly, I can say, one of the nicest people on the planet, and she is so beautiful in person, it like hurts to look at her.
Oh, absolutely. So gorgeous. I like this couple. I'm happy for them. All right, guys.
That's time for us. Say less.
Is he? Oh,
yep.
Sorry, Minka snagged him. Tomorrow, you guys, we are talking to Olympian Adam Rapone. We've also got tips on how you moms can make an easy, healthy school lunch. And can you believe it's been 18 years since Kelly Clarkson won American Idol? We've got a throwback you have got to see. Watch Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and watch Daily Pop on E! Every day here at 12:30. See you tomorrow. Bye.